Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for Tuesday's headlines, and as usual, we start with the latest news on the economy. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, testifying today before a Senate committee and saying that further government intervention is going to be necessary because of extraordinary turbulence in the economy. Bernanke defended the aggressive government intervention already in our troubled markets and said inaction in the future could lead to stagnation.
Policymakers must remain prepared to take the actions necessary in the near term to restore stability to the financial system and to put the economy on a sustainable path to recovery.
Bernanke said actions by the Fed and the federal government should promote solid gains in the national economy, and he's also applauding the massive stimulus plan that President Obama recently signed. More on the stimulus in just a moment. Bernanke also talking about the TARP money that has been doled out in chunks of billions of dollars ever since October when the Congress passed $700+ billion in that arena. Bernanke says, though, he's very upset at the way things have worked out at insurance giant AIG, which has dipped into that TARP money multiple times.
AIG exploited a huge gap in the regulatory system. There was no oversight of the financial products division. This was a hedge fund, basically, that was attached to a large and stable insurance company, made huge numbers of irresponsible bets, took huge losses.
Nonetheless, Bernanke says AIG is too big to fail. He says that it's getting another $30 billion from the TARP fund in addition to the $120 billion the company has already received from the government. Bernanke says he understands people are angry that $150 billion of taxpayer money are going to AIG. On Wall Street today, the news was better, but the stocks were still down. The Dow off 37 points on Tuesday to 6726. NASDAQ off 2 to 1321, S&P 500 down 4 to 696, crude oil ending higher after OPEC said it would devise a way to boost prices at its March 15th meeting. Oil up $1.50 today, closing at $41.65 per barrel. Meanwhile, President Obama unveiling a massive infrastructure improvement plan, saying it's the most ambitious effort since the Eisenhower administration. In remarks at the Transportation Department, the president says that within 14 days from signing his economic stimulus plan, which he did last month in Denver, shovels are already hitting the dirt.
We will launch more than 200 construction projects across this country, fueling growth in an industry that's been hard hit by our economic crisis. This investment in highways will create or save 150,000 jobs by the end of next year.
And Obama says it's job creation and sustaining those jobs that's most important for this economy.
The jobs that we're creating are good jobs that pay more than average. Jobs grinding asphalt and paving roads, filling potholes, making street signs, repairing stoplights, replacing guardrails.
Of course, if you've been paying attention to this program or any other news cycle, you'll know that the $787 billion stimulus plan was quickly followed up by a $3.6 trillion budget blueprint for fiscal year 2010. Today on Capitol Hill, before the House Ways and Means Committee, it was the job of Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner to defend that price tag. He says, simply put, this is a deep recession, and it demands a bold government response.
You need to look at everything we're doing through the prism of the magnitude of the economic challenge we start with. Because if as a country we don't move aggressively to get people back to work, then we're going to be living with a longer, deeper recession that will cause much more damage to the American people.
The top Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee is Dave Camp of Michigan, who was on the program just last week. He says he's got some real problems with this budget blueprint.
The president's budget increases taxes on every American and does so during a recession. And let me also point out that what the president gives in some tax relief, he more than takes away in his new energy taxes.
But Geithner sees things differently.
During this period, while we're still going through recession before recovery comes, we do not raise any taxes.
And Geithner says any eventual tax hikes, such as the ones that will occur once the Bush tax cuts expire, will only hit the wealthiest of Americans. General Motors sales in February fell almost 53% compared to the same month a year ago. The drop is driven by a 75% reduction in fleet sales. Car sales were down 50% compared to last year, while truck sales were off by 55%. President Obama also says the U.S. needs to coordinate with Great Britain on policies to deal with the global economic crisis. Obama met with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown today at the White House on how they can work to counter the financial meltdown that has spread worldwide. On the foreign stage, President Obama denying the accuracy of a New York Times report that implied he linked plans for a missile defense shield in Eastern Europe to Russian assistance and convincing Iran to derail its nuclear program.
The missile defense that we have talked about deploying is directed towards not Russia, but Iran. That has always been the concern.
And finally, Texas Senator John Cornyn is urging President Obama to dedicate immediate attention to the drug-related violence along the U.S. border with Mexico. The senator sent a letter to Obama Tuesday expressing grave concerns after recently receiving a security briefing by U.S. and Mexican officials in Texas. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, President Bush getting a lot of blame for excessive deregulation during his administration, but we'll check the truth with the Cato Institute. We'll also talk with Dr. Tim Ball about the charade known as cap and trade in the ongoing climate change debate. But when we come back, Obama and missile defense. Stay tuned.